Hi guys, it's Jill, and welcome to / back to the Equine in Theory podcast. On this week's episode, we are going to be discussing, I'm going to be discussing confidence in the saddle and around horses in general. And this is relevant to me, and I also get a lot of questions about it, so let's just jump in. Alrighty, so confidence, that is the topic. I always get asked questions about confidence in and out of the saddle, around horses in general, and it's something that I've been dealing with as of late also. Let's start by talking about me. So it's been a while since I was jumping, you know, larger than normal, because, you know, last year when I was riding Zoe pretty consistently and we were running training level, it was actually almost a year and a half now. But I was schooling 3 foot, 3'3", 3'6", pretty consistently. And, then she colicked, and then I've been starting with positive reinforcement and have been focusing on that and groundwork and just really haven't jumped her in forever, and therefore, haven't jumped big in a while. And I know some people will be like, big 3'6" is like too tiny, but that's a big jump. Like, okay, it's up there, and it's significantly bigger than what I've been jumping for the past year, which has been X rails or 2 foot, like nothing much larger than that. And the other day I had a really fun experience where I was riding my boss's horse that's going, and he's not a he's not really green. He's like a going made horse. And, but she wants me to take him to a show 'cause she'll be out of town. So, I was schooling him, and I'll only be running him beginner novice, but, we're just playing around. And so I put the jump up a little bigger, and I put it up to 3 foot, and I stepped back and I looked at it and I was like, nope, not doing that. And put it right back down. In my defense, this horse has a very big jump. Like, he practically does a handstand on the backside of the jump because he's just got a bascule. But I was like, that's big. I don't want it. And I was like, wow, I'm an old lady now. I'm officially afraid of jumping higher than like 2'6". And, so I don't know. I think that if I had a horse, and I will likely be pushing myself to get back to this point, especially on him. But especially with jumping, for some reason, I'm not sure if this happens to everyone, but most of the people I talk to say that this happens. Like, you get so used to a height and it looks teeny tiny until you don't do it for like a month or 2 months, or let alone a year. And then you look at it again and you're like, oh my God, that's huge. I can't do that. No. And so we actually took Flit to school, cross country this, past weekend. And, it kind of threw me off on the podcast. I'm sorry. This episode's late. my bad. But yeah, I was on him and schooling him, and, my boss is a little bit older than me, so she was like, you young spry individual are going to be the one that gets sentenced to the wolves first. If he's going to buck or be stupid or stop at anything, you're going to be the one that's going to risk falling off, not me. which is what she pays me for, so, that's a crude way of putting it, but yeah, so I did not fall off, and I was fine, but, there were some jumps that, I was like, wow, okay, I would have laughed at that a year ago, and now I'm like, nervous. so I think it's a relevant topic to talk about, and last time I asked you guys on my Jet Equa Theory Instagram, what topic you wanted me to talk about, I got a lot of comments of people wanting me to talk about confidence, and so that's what I'm gonna do. So obviously I just had my own run-in with a lack of confidence, and I know that it happens to a lot of people, especially after falls. I haven't really ever encountered that problem, and I fell off of a pony the other day, because I actually got bucked off, which was my own fault, but I wasn't afraid to get back on him or anything, and most of the times that I've fallen, like, I fell off and face planted and broke my nose once, and it was pretty traumatic, but I still got back on and went to the jump again. So I don't know. I just, that's never been an issue for me. But I do know that when I first started riding, I had a big confidence issue. I was so scared. And it's funny now because I have, you know, gone training level, which isn't like a huge level, but it's the first of the bigger levels, in my opinion, in eventing. But I used to eliminate myself on purpose before I would go to cross country, which was like stupid. I mean, obviously I did not know the value of a dollar back then, but sorry, mom and dad, that sucks. But I was just so scared to go run cross country. But, you know, that was like when I first started riding and I didn't really understand eventing. And when we moved, we were just looking for a horse trainer, and the trainer that we found just happened to be an eventer because I wanted to jump. But so she pushed me to do events, obviously, and I just got so scared before cross country. And so I wanted to do hunters, and so I would when we would go to the events, I would do dressage and then show jumping, except I would like purposefully cause my horse to run out in show jumping so that I would not have to go do cross country. And I was very afraid. And I remember we would be schooling at home and I was just like near petrified of the jumps, and I was just so scared. And then finally, you know, everyone always was talking to me and everyone was like, it's not that bad. My dad was always like, cross country should be the most fun. It looks so fun. Like, why don't you like it? And I was like, you don't understand. You don't get me at all. But I just, nobody was going to change my mind. And finally, I was like, why am I doing this then if I don't like it? Or if I'm scared, rather. And I just kind of had a moment, and I distinctly remember this. I was probably like, I don't know, like 10 or 11, somewhere in there. And I just kind of like sat myself down and I was like, do you want this? And then I was like, yes, I do. And then I was like, okay, then what are you going to do about it? You are the only person that can make this happen. Like, and I just decided that regardless of how afraid I was going to do this because I loved riding horses. It's for fun. I wanted to enjoy it, and if it was something that's for fun and that I have every intention of enjoying, then there's no reason for me to let the fear rule me. And so when I, you know, went to my next show or was schooling, I just decided that I was going to do the things that scared me anyway. That's not to say that you should conquer everything that scares you, but a lot of things that could prove to be very fun are scary. And, you know, doing a certain height or a certain jump or, you know, doing a certain competition or type of competition like cross country for me was very scary. And I decided that's something I wanted to do and it's supposed to be fun. And I'm the only one holding me back. So I just like bucked up and was like, I'm going to go do it. And I did. And then my confidence grew and grew because I had reason behind what I was doing, and I had faith in my horse. I was like, my horse has got this, and I know I can do this, and I want to do this because it's supposed to be fun. And then once I had that revelation, it was fun, and I really did enjoy it, and I had a blast on cross country, and it's what made me fall in love with the sport. And, you know, every time I moved up a level or went into the show jumping ring, even thinking about the start box on cross country gives me, like, an adrenaline rush and dry mouth instantly. But I don't know. It's just that it was always such a thrill to compete. And a lot of it was because I was scared. And, but you know, as I got through the levels, you know, I started out at like, it was called beginner novice level one at the time, but, that's called starter now. But so I would do that level and then I would get comfortable with it and then I would be scared to move up and I would do it anyway, then have a blast, then same with novice to training. And then eventually I would look back at the other levels and be like, oh my God, why was I ever worried about that? It's so tiny or it's so easy or it's not a big deal. And I think that that is I think that that goes for a lot of things. Like, once you get past something that scares you, it's like, oh, duh, that was so easy. And, you know, there will be moments that I'll be working with a horse and maybe not have as much time as I'd like, or, you know, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but, like, needing to, like, check out all the gates on a new horse or something. And, so I do walk, trot, and canter, and right before I canter, I'm like, oh god, am I gonna die? Like, I wonder. And, the training nerd in me says, like, you shouldn't be cantering on a horse you're not certain is going to be comfortable and happy cantering and is not going to kill you. But, you know, from the have being sat on several young or new or strange horses, that does happen. So, like, I don't know. I think that there is a level in your brain that says this is danger and you should not do it. And I think that there is a separation that can happen. So, like, obviously, your survival instincts say maybe don't get on a very large animal that should you fall off, you might injure yourself greatly, and gallop at very big, solid objects. Of course, your survival instincts are gonna, like, kind of balk at that a little bit. But I think that if you can reason through it and be like, I can do this safely and have a good time, and, you know, my animal's going to be okay and we're going to enjoy this, then I think you're good and you can push past that fear. I think it really matters. I think the biggest turning point is how badly do you want it? Like, of course it could scare you or it's something that makes you a little bit nervous, but, like, do you want to do it? And I'm not saying to, like, just go out and jump 4 foot, like, right off the bat. Like, it's not going to go well, especially if you have, like, a little pony or you've only been riding for 2 weeks. It's not going to go well. But you can work up to that goal, and you can work up in small increments and hit that goal. And it's, I don't know. I think that there is something to the, if your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough. And that is what I unintentionally lived by. That was my little motto, when I first started riding. And, I think the only thing that ever really stands in our way with things like that, I mean, at least on that level, you know, obviously in, like, other scenarios, there could be, like, you know, legality or finances or whatever that could stand in your way. But as far as things that are mostly safe that scare you, like, if it's something you need to do or that you really want to do, you can do it. Work up in a way that you push yourself just a little bit more each time until you are comfortable. And then you'll look back on it and be like, wow, that was super easy. And that's exactly what I'm going to have to do to get back comfortable jumping beginner novice height. Like, it's been so long since I jumped anything higher than an X rail because we've had a bunch of greenies, so I haven't been jumping. And, but now I'm going to have to start schooling novice height so that I'll be, like, totally fine with beginner novice and won't bat an eye at anything. And also so that the horse will be comfortable and confident to the jumps. So, I mean, I think that it's just a matter of pushing yourself to a point that, you know, within reason, obviously, but just making an effort to get closer to your goal, even if it scares you a little bit. And I know that a lot of people will either have a fall or are afraid to, say, canter, but, you know, it's really just, is it something that you want to do? Because cantering and jumping are not things that are, you know, it's not a given that they're going to kill you. It can happen, but very rarely does it. And so, if it's something that you really want to do, if riding horses is something that means a lot to you, and it's something that you really want, but you're scared to do both of those things, work up to it. Maybe ask someone, like, if you're afraid of cantering, ask someone to put you on a lunge line so that they can stop the horse and there's no chance of you getting run off with. Or ask if you can ride a smaller horse or a lesson horse or something. Something that you can start off on a lower level at, and then you can work up to, say, your horse or the horse with a bigger stride or the faster horse or whatever. And same with jumping. Start with a pole, then start with a cavalletti, and then move up to an X-rail, and then an 18-inch vertical, and then suddenly you're jumping, and you have moved up in such a way that you barely even notice. And also grab main. But I think that the biggest thing is your mindset about it. And I'm not gonna get all like philosophical, that's the word, about this and be like a life coach here. But really, if it's something that is not, like, obviously, I don't want to say, like, go out and do everything that scares you or anything that you want, but, like, you know, and on the same line as, like, cantering or going over a jump, if that's something that scares you or getting back on a horse, work up to it slowly, but push yourself so that you're still comfortable, and then be really proud of yourself after you accomplish something that scares you. Like, go do something that you really enjoy after that. Go create positive associations. Reward yourself. But, like, I don't know. I think it's just really powerful, and there's a lot of accomplishment. Oh my God, I can't talk today. Accomplishment that comes from doing things that you were previously afraid of. And then after you've done them, you look back on what you were afraid of, and you're like, oh my God, that was so easy. Like, it's not a big deal. And then that makes you more confident and makes you feel more capable. So each time you conquer something like that, then you feel more and more able to do things, and it raises your confidence for doing things that are unrelated. Like, this was a big realization that I had, because when I was in high school, I struggled a lot with anxiety and, like, doing things socially, like asking for ketchup or asking for where something was in a store, just talking to strangers or mostly strangers, or asking people in a position of authority for help on something or anything like that. It made me uncomfortable. And so I started complimenting the cashier when I was checking out. And then I would just push myself to go ask someone a question. And then each time I did something like that and talked to a stranger and it went well, it boosted my confidence. And then I felt more capable for the next time that I was going to ask for help or talk to somebody. And I push myself to do that every time, because I'm still a rather introverted person, but I push myself to do things that make me uncomfortable so that I get better and that I am more confident. And also, you know, complimenting strangers makes their day. I love it when I get complimented by a total stranger. And because even though it makes me terribly uncomfortable, I'm like, thank you so much. Oh, that's so nice. And then I like think about that thing all day. I'm like, my hair does look good today. I'm like, thank you. But, you know, like just little things like that. It helps others and it helps you. And you can raise your confidence. And it, like, I'm saying, obviously, this podcast is about horses, but it goes beyond that in the realm of confidence. You know, I think it's just really important to recognize what problem you want to solve, whether it's jumping, cantering, talking to strangers in public, and break it down and find out what you can accomplish, and then start doing that thing and getting it done, make it a little bit harder, get it done, make it a little bit harder, until suddenly you're doing the thing that you were like, I don't think I could ever manage doing that. And I just think that it's super powerful, and I try to live my life that way, because I got tired of being anxious, and I know anxiety doesn't work like that for everyone, but that was what it was like for me. It was just a matter of being afraid to do things, and finally I just got so tired of being, you know, ruled by that fear. And the same thing happened with riding. I was like, I want to ride. I love riding. I love horses and I love jumping. Why am I so scared to do this? And I was like, okay, it's time to say goodbye to the fear. I will do it anyway and do it well. And that's what I try to live by. It doesn't always happen, but it's a standard that I try to hold myself to so that I can do things that I want. I mean, like, obviously I would like to be able to find the ketchup more efficiently, or I would love to be able to, you know, jump a certain height and go have fun and, or ride in this part of the field, or, you know, try a new training method that I think might work better for my horse, despite what I think the reaction from the public is going to be. Just, it's not to obviously go against the grain always, but just to do things that you want to do, even if they scare you. And, obviously within reason. I feel like I don't need to caveat or like qualify every time I say something, but I don't know. I think it's really powerful to realize that you have a lot of control over your situation, and you're not automatically not going to be able to do something just because you're afraid of it. It's up to you whether or not you decide to do that thing or not. If it means that much to you, you will find a way to do it. And sometimes that means just going out and doing it. But there are, you know, for most things, you can find ways to, like, inch up to it. So you're doing, like, systematic exposure instead of flooding, which can go horribly wrong. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that that is going to wrap up this podcast. I need to go get food, and I also need to get this published since it is currently Tuesday at 6:51 p.m. And I'm supposed to post these at 8 a.m., but that just, it did not happen this week. Got too much going on. So, I am going to leave you guys with that. I hope that this ramble all over the place was somewhat helpful or motivating, because I'm still very unmotivated, but I've got to get motivated. But yeah, I don't know. I hope that you guys enjoyed it and it made sense, and maybe you got a little bit like, yeah, I am going to go do that thing that I've been avoiding because I'm a little afraid, but I got this, you know? Maybe just a little bit. Do you feel a little bit of that? Maybe just a little bit. Okay, well, cool. So, yep, if you want to check me out on any of the social medias, you can pretty much find me everywhere under Jet Equitheory. That's JETEQUITHEORY. And I also have a website that just added .com to that. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you guys next Tuesday.